Hello.
Hello, my name is Joe. Oh, hello, my name is Joe. I'm calling from
Joe.
Opinion Research. How are you doing today, sir?
Fine, fine. Where are you calling from?
From Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. How are you doing?
Okay. Everything is fine, but the person that he could answer that question is not around.
Because I was trying to speak with Jose. Is that you?
Oh, Jose, yes, he is me. Yeah, that's
oh, okay. All right, cool, cool. Well, actually,
but you
that's my name. From
where
Opinion Research.
From?
Opinion Research. This is just like a regular survey. It's a regular survey. It's just to collect, some opinions, right? About the people that's going to be running. So can I just ask you just a couple of questions? It's not going to be that long, Mr. Jose?
Well, if you want to call me back in another hour, because I'm busy right now.
Oh, in an hour?
Yeah, in an hour you call me, yes.
Okay, okay.
If you want, if you don't. But anyway, how long is it going to take the question?
It's not that long. It's kind of quick. It's just a couple of questions. Mr. Jose Alvarez Garcia, am I right?
Yes. But from where you calling from, I don't understand.
It's right here, like from New Jersey, you know? The state of New Jersey?
Yeah.
That's where you live, right? Okay.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. I just want to ask you a couple of questions. So first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Oh, okay. And I know it's like a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances?
I vote every 4 years, and I vote also for the mayor, for the senator, for everybody. And I always have been voted.
Oh, okay, all right, thank you. And what is your race? This is just a question.
Spanish. All right,
thank you. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
DR.
All right.
You know DR. You know what DR.
Dominican Republic, right?
You got it, man.
All right, thank you. So that's a question. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Like, always English or more English than Spanish? Or Spanish
half
and English
now.
Equally?
Half
okay.
Now.
All right. Let's see. Okay, let me put it right here. Let me one second.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And in what year were you born? Just the year, Jose. This is just for the records, right? What is the year that you were born?
Oh, yeah, that's 5-9.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Give me one second. And
I
would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorite feeling, right? F50 is neutral, you know. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can please say it, okay? So let's see, Bob Menendez.
Melendez?
Do you have any, like, Menendez, huh?
Yeah,
Bob,
I know Melendez.
Bob, all right. How do you rate him? Like?
Well, to be honest, that I cannot tell you, to be honest with you.
You said you don't have an opinion?
Not for them right now, at the moment, yeah.
Okay.
They're good anyway. I mean, they're okay, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. They're fine.
I was saying another from 0 to 100, like, what would you say for Bob Menendez?
50.
All right, thank you. Use a number. All right, cool. Thank you. What about Phil Murphy?
Oh, this one? 70.
Uh-huh. All right. Tommy Murphy?
Oh, we'll give him 40.
All right. And then Ravi Bala?
I don't know him that much. You know. Probably 20,
okay.
Yes. Let's give him 20.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, sir. We got it. Next one is Stephen Fuller.
I don't know exactly, but let's give it 15.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Let me 1 second.
You're welcome.
And then we got Andy King.
Andy King.
Yep.
Let's give it 40.
All right. We were thinking a little bit on that one.
Yeah.
Then we got Rob Menendez, which is the song, right? Rob Menendez.
Yeah, that's the song. Yeah, I'm gonna give it 60 to him.
All right, it says 60, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the last one here is Joe Biden.
Honest? I cannot tell you about that one. I cannot tell you, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right, that's fine. You know, that's fine.
Let's put it in standby.
All right. Well, that's okay. That's totally fine. And then when you heard the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
No. He's fine. He just thinks, you know. He's good. I mean, it's not bad. You know, things coming up, but to me, he's fine. Right. He's fine. I don't think any problem. You know.
All right. Good. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
Well, I approve him, yeah.
Okay, like strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Yeah, strongly, yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We're almost done. You're welcome. Any of the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Bob Menendez and Patricia Campos Medina, Tommy Murphy, and Andy Kim. For whom would you vote?
I would do Bob Melendez, fine, yes.
All right, thank you so much. And the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Ravi Vala, Rob Menendez, and Kylie Casey. For whom would you vote?
It's still Bob Melendez.
Well, in this case, it's for the showing Rob Menendez.
Oh, this is Bumble. Yeah, it will be fine. No problem. That should be no problem. Yeah, I would do it for you.
All right. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
But I've been hearing a lot about him, yeah. I mean, but nothing, not against anything, you know, things just...
uh-huh.
Well, he's good, you know.
All right. Cool. And then how closely would you say... you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez very closely, somewhat closely, not too close, or not closely at all?
Very close.
Okay. And let me see. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. I'm just going to read it kind of like quick. The son should not have to pay for the sins of the father, and people should judge Congressman Rob Menendez based on his record, not on the actions of Senator Bob Menendez. What do you think about that one? Like,
well, he shouldn't pay for that. His son shouldn't pay for it.
Okay, so you mean like I strongly agree, somewhat disagree?
No, I agree with his son. Okay. I mean, he shouldn't have no problem. I mean, that's not his problem.
All right, so you strongly agree, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you, sir. Then the next one, Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
I agree.
All right, thank you. And then there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez was not involved in his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. What do you think about that statement? Do you agree?
I agree. He's not involved in anything. Any corruption, any whatever thing happened with his father, you know.
All right. So you agree with this one, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And then in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Senator Bob Menendez has not been convicted of anything, and Congressman Bob Menendez hasn't been accused of any crimes. What do you think about that one?
You mean about Bob Melendez?
Yeah, this is saying that in this country you are not innocent until proven guilty, right? So,
exactly. He's not, as long as he's not guilty, you cannot, you know, if they don't find it guilty, he's innocent.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Okay, so with that statement, like, do you agree or you don't agree with that one?
I agree.
All right. And then Congressman Bob Menendez is only in Congress because he's Senator Bob Menendez's son.
You mean the Robert?
Yeah, he's saying that Congressman Bob Menendez is only in Congress because he's Senator Bob Menendez's son. You know, the union, right?
Yeah, no. But I don't think so.
All right, so you like somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
No, I agree that he wanted to be a senator because he wanted to, no, not because his father is in the.
All right.
Cannot make somebody do something unless, you know, always is different, you know, between family.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, because in my case, I'm not doing like the same thing that my father, you know.
Exactly, yeah, because, you know, some people are doctor and the son, they come out a different thing, you know what I'm saying?
No, I see, I got you. All right, well, on this one, so you said that, okay. So you don't agree, right?
No, I don't agree.
All right, let me put it right here, thank you. So we're almost done, okay, we're almost the half, pretty much, we're almost finished, okay? Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Bob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So critics of Congressman Bob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Bob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because has done nothing wrong. They also, Congressman Menendez has been an incredibly effective and progressive representative for our district. Congressman Menendez is fighting to make New Jersey more affordable for working families, deliver billions in federal funding for local transit projects, help over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year in office, and has been a leader in standing up to the right-wing extremists in Congress who are pushing for mass deportations, to ban books, to ban abortion, and to bring back Donald Trump. That's a statement from critics and Congressman Bob Menendez, or the statement from supporters of Bob Menendez come closer to your own view? Even if neither one is exactly right. So would you say it comes much closer, or somewhat closer to your own view?
No, I don't think so. He's not. I don't think he's close to that thing.
Okay, so you say...
I don't agree with that yet.
Okay, alright. You don't agree with any of those, right?
No.
Alright, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob. I want to tell you which comes closer to your own view, okay? Even if neither one is exactly right. So critics of Congressman Bob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say the insiders, party bosses, and nepotists undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Ron Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Ras Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bolwich, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families. Because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. That's a statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez, or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Would you say it comes much closer or somewhat closer to your own view?
Well, somewhere.
Uh-huh. Okay. But which one? Like both or the one for critics or supporters?
Supporters.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that. We're almost, okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, or a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Let's see. Okay. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. For this statement, you be like much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely, or don't know?
A little bit.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And then Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet, right? So with this one, like, would you agree or?
No, not agree.
Okay, all right. That one's not everywhere. Okay. And then Ron Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who supported January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. About this one, the much more likely, someone more likely, a little more likely.
A little bit.
Okay. And then the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. What about this one?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like much more likely or somewhere more likely?
Somewhere more likely.
Thank you, sir. We're almost at the very end. Appreciate your patience, sir. Ron Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents. No matter what, his office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service. From complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pocket, his fault to make our neighborhood safer and more liable, Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives. The challenges we face every day and why he's ready to meet this moment. About this one?
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, like somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely, yeah.
All right, thank you. And then the other one, almost at the end. The only Hispanic in New Jersey congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, he's a leader in the congressional Hispanic caucus and he's fighting for migrant communities across the country. What about this one?
Well, you know, like Tulsa, you know, like.
All right.
You know, I mean,
do you like somewhere more likely or much more likely?
Well, immigrant, what? You mean immigrant, by the immigrant that they have paper already, or the one that just come like that?
That's a good question. I was seeing the saying, right, the only Hispanic in the U.S. congressional delegation, Roman is a leader in the congressional Hispanic caucus, and he's fighting for migrant communities. So yeah, the same migrant communities across the country. So it's not mentioning exactly if it's like illegal, right, or illegal.
Okay, so immigrant, not regular one is fine, no problem, you know, because it should be no problem yet. It's a regular, standard one, like, you know, people that,
That sounds like if you just come here, right, from a different country, right, but that you got the permission, right, like you're legal, just
exactly.
A migrant, right?
Yeah.
That's specified for immigrant, right? All right, but you can say that you are much more likely or somewhat more likely, sir?
More likely, yeah.
Oh, okay, so much more likely, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and
I'm not against immigrants, you know, but when they select that, you know, because we need good people, you know, that's what I mean, like, now, you know, that's what we need. I mean, you know, whoever would qualify, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I
see what you're saying. I understand.
Sometimes, that against, you know, qualified people that you know, they have no problem. It's okay.
Yeah,
we have a lot of problems, so we don't need more problems.
I see what you're saying. I understand, like. Uh-huh, but this is kind of good, right? Like, whenever the people, they try to do the things right, right? You arrive and do, like, hard work and all of that, right? But,
that's what
the people said, right? The USA is actually the country of the second opportunities, right?
Yeah, that's true. You're right about
that,
right?
good. And this, Roman Enders knows how important our healthcare is. Is to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. What do you think about that one?
I agree with that. This is fine.
All right. So, like, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely, yeah.
All right. Well, almost at the very end. We're actually at the 75%. Okay, almost done. Now it's kind of quick. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. In the Democratic primary election for Congress, were held today, and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kylie Jacy. For whom would you vote?
Ravi Bala.
All right. Thank you. And I'm going to read you a few more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement is accurate, makes you more less likely, somewhat like less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, sir. Ravi Bala is a corrupt, an incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct. And, quote, in a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew A taxpayer found the city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Would you like agree or you don't agree with that? This is about Rami Bala.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, alright, let's see. And then Ravi Bala is an authentical lawyer who represents a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's sewer system, represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million from at least 1,000 people, and who represent city officials who were sued for sexual harassment and discrimination. Police officer sued for responsibility, people spraying an innocent bystander who died as a result. In a police department that was sued for assaulting a woman in her home for no reason. About this one, like, much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely. I don't know for this concern.
Well, to be honest, I don't like it though.
Okay. And then Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala praised on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. What about this one? What almost at the answer?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, alright, thank you for letting me know. And then next one, Ravi Bala has failed in is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office. Since his election, Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. What about that statement?
Well, I don't agree with that.
You don't agree?
No.
Or you agree, sir?
No, I mean, I agree with what he did. I'm not with him, because things like that, I don't like it.
Oh, okay. So you said, like, much less likely or somewhat less likely? So this is about a few, like...
Somewhat less likely, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
Yeah.
What do you think about that one? Like much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So at the very end, we're actually at the 87%. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. The Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kylie Casey. For whom would you vote?
Ravi Menendez, yeah.
All right, thank you. Finally, I just have a few more questions. What is that? Statistical thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Alright, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent.
Alright, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The high school.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You were.
And
no
really
problem.
Quick, Are you a current or a retired member of a labor union?
No, not really.
Alright.
You mean retirement? You see retirement?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, just let me go back really quick. I was saying, are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
Oh, no.
Okay, thank you. And then, finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name? What is it?
Jose.
Alright. J-O-S-E, right? That's my name, too. I just use it like Joe, right? Kind of like, instead of using Jose, because we're like a bunch of Jose, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
I go by Joe. All right, thank you for your time. We're at the very end, actually, 97%. Just the last real question. The last question came here, right? Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in that research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in more in-deep and open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested in a follow-up research study, and we might contact you in the future?
Yes, that's
you would like to participate in the future, I'm saying, right?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, sir. Okay,
yes.
Well,
no
this
problem.
Concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and for your participation. My name is Jose, right? Like I said once again. And thank you, right, for helping me out with that, okay? I hopefully have
no
a
problem.
Wonderful.
Take care. And have a good night.
Have a wonderful night.
Okay.
Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Same to you. Okay, bye-bye.